With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Courthouses all across the nation could be possible targets.
The nation's judges are being warned that courthouses could face security threats as the November election approaches. The warning was issued by a top security official in the federal judiciary who noted security concerns related to events and incidents connected to the upcoming election, including recent suspicious letters sent to state officials. Courts were encouraged to discuss potential local threats with law enforcement and review protective measures. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A judge ordering a mental health evaluation for a California man arrested in a courthouse bomb attack that injured five people earlier in the week. The 20-year-old had allegedly planned to kill deputies and a judge. Also, at SRNNews.com, correspondent Charles De La Desma reports that Hezbollah has confirmed Israel's announcement that it killed the group's leader in Beirut.
Israel's strikes on Hezbollah targets pounded areas around Lebanon's capital overnight. The streets of Beirut's southern suburbs were empty and smoke rising as the sun came up on Saturday. The UN says the number of those displaced by the conflict from southern Lebanon has more than doubled, with more than 211,000 people now displaced. At least 20 primary health care centres have shut down now in hard-hit areas of Lebanon. In a speech Friday at the United Nations, Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu vowed that the campaign against Hezbollah would continue. I'm Charles De La Desma.
Mass shooting in South Africa. 17 people have been killed in two separate shootings in the same neighborhood. And the death toll from Hurricane Helene now stands at 56. This is SRN News. An NFL Hall of Famer taking on Kamala Harris.
Former coach Tony Dungy has a problem with the vice president's assertion that, quote, one does not have to abandon their faith to support abortion. Writing on X, Dungy asks Harris, quote, exactly what faith are you talking about? Are you talking about Christianity or some nebulous general faith that says we're good enough and smart enough to make our own decisions? The vice president identifies as a Christian and attends a Baptist church. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Donald Trump receiving strong support from white evangelical Protestants in his presidential bids. About 8 in 10 evangelical voters supported him in 2020, but a small group of liberals looking now to pull believers away from Trump's fold and into Kamala Harris' corner. A group called Evangelicals for Harris running ads, beginning to target voters in swing states. This is SRN News. Oregon election officials struck more than 1,200 people from that state's voter rolls.
That's after determining they did not provide proof of citizenship when they were registering to vote. The mistake occurred in part because Oregon has allowed some residents who aren't citizens to obtain driver's licenses since 2019. The disclosures come amid heightened scrutiny of voter rolls nationwide, from Oregon to Arizona and Texas, as the presidential election nears. Citing an influx of immigrants in recent years, Republicans have raised concerns about the possibility that people who aren't citizens will be voting. John Scott reporting.
North Carolina appeals court blocking students at the state's flagship public university from providing a digital ID produced by the school when voting to comply with a new photo ID mandate. More details at SRNNews.com.